Amen. Oh, let's lift our hands and worship the Lord here tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to start tonight a little bit different. I'm a very abnormal guy anyway, so that's nothing new. But I'm going to say just something, and it's already going to tie into what I'm going to preach. But I want to say just, we need to get over fear. We need to get over, you can probably already tell what I'm going to go into, but I'm going to be preaching on some faith tonight. And fear is super easy to hold you back from getting what you need. And if you're not careful, you'll lose out on a miracle. You'll lose out on a healing, on a deliverance. Whatever might be, you might be needing, fear can hold you back. So as we go through the message, I tell you, just cast away all fear. All fear that might be hiding in you. Any fear that's bound in your mind, cast it out. Because I believe you can get what you need tonight. If you just have faith. Just have faith. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen. Let's turn in our Bibles to Daniel 3. Daniel 3. I'm still tying in a little bit. But I've paid attention the past couple service when faith has been preached. When pastors preached it or anybody else has preached it. And I don't know if anybody else has noticed this, but I have. And that seems there's some ugly spirit that sticks his face up and try to hold us back from moving forward. I remember very clearly the last service pastor preached. Something just butted up against it and we started hitting a wall. And he's like, come on, let's push through this. Let's push through this. That's not coincidental. That means something is gonna happen. But if we can just flag that spirit and be like, okay, we can get through this tonight. And I don't feel like God is through with doing miracles in this church. I don't feel like he's through. Amen. Verse 12, Daniel 3:12. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. The Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, harp, the sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known me, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Just a few more verses, skip to 24. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste and spake and said unto the counselors, did not we cast three men bound in the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither was their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. I know that was a little bit of lengthy reading, but just for a short little period of time, I want to preach to you faith over fear. Faith over fear. If you'll put your Bibles down and ask God to help us.
Oh God, we need you here tonight. Oh, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. God, we worship you. Oh, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that you help me, Jesus. Oh, God, get us ready, Lord, for what you want to do after Jesus. Oh, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we need you. God, we need you.
Oh, let's clap our hands unto the Lord here tonight. God, we worship you. Hallelujah. God bless you, and you may be seated. I have played around trying how to open and move on, and so I'm just going to admit and tell just a couple of stories. So I tried to look at myself and say I'm not scared of a lot of things. Every guy will try to tell you that, but it's true. I tried to think that I'm not. I've been skydiving. I've done some crazy stuff. I'm not exactly brilliant in the mind when it comes to not doing crazy stuff. And that's, I mean, I try not to be scared of a lot of things. But one thing I am scared of, and this is my worst one, is bees. I hate bees. I'm terrified of bees. I'll run from bees. Even with backpack on and the campus, on a college campus, they terrify me. I don't know what it is, but they scare me to death. But another thing that I've dealt with fear in the past is there was one time in Katy, Texas, where me, my brother, and my friend, we all signed up for the fireworks stand night watch. And we always loved just to take every single night of that up because we would get our PlayStation. We would stay up till like 4 o'clock in the morning just playing games. And we had a little baby monitor in the room, and we just listened to see if anybody came in. But one of those times, we got a bright idea that at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, we're going to buy this very scary game. At least to me and the other guy. I don't think it really, Marcus called us chickens, but we bought this game and we downloaded it, and it's the scary music starts coming up and we start to playing it. And then my friend and I, we took off running and went to the kitchen, and we come running back to the room where the PlayStation was with the entire kitchen knife set because we were terrified. And we sat with them in the room, and we got the big knife, and but we were so, so scared. And it came to the point where something jumped out and scared my friend, and he sent the remote into the wall. He was so scared. It was so bad. But this is also the same friend who was terrified of heights. We went to the Royal Gorge in Colorado, and we're all taking our time, you know, looking around, taking pictures. It was beautiful. And we're like, oh, where's Donovan at? And we turn, and he's already on the other side. And we're like, man, why did you? He goes, dude, I am not looking down. I am so scared. I don't even want to go back over. I'm like, there's just fear. There is fear in him for that. But there was also another time when I had a lot of fear. And there was several times. But this main one time is I always was scared to sleep at night. I don't know why, but I'll tell you that at the end. But in the end, you could pull up the pillow next to me, and you could find an arsenal of knives under there. I had probably 10 to 11 knives and one hatchet just sitting there because I was so scared. And I would stay awake till 12, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I would have my pillow over my face and the blankets pulled up. And I would shake and sweat and sweat, and I'd be pouring sweat. And before you know it, it's 2 or 3, and then finally I'm dozing off to sleep. But I was so scared, I slept under my pillow soaked in sweat. And this happened night after night after night after night. And finally, it sounds kind of trivial, but our Sunday school teacher taught that she battled something very similar. And then she only stopped that when she prayed about it, when she brought it forth to God, because it started pulling to where she was tired in church. She wasn't responding in church. And I started noticing the same thing was happening to me. I'm just so sluggish because I'm not sleeping at all. And there was times where even I'd be so scared and I would come out of the pillow and then all of a sudden it would just be like pitch black. Even though I would have a light in my room and a clock in my room and everything to be able to see, and I was engulfed in complete darkness and it would scare me and I'd go right back under my pillow. And then there was a time when I'm like, you know, I'm sick and through with sleeping under my pillow. I'm sick and done with sleeping like a scaredy cat with 20 knives under my pillow. Like, this cannot go on. How am I going to get a girlfriend? Like, that's terrible. But it happened where I got tired of it. And I'm like, God, let the peace that passeth all understanding come over me. And God, I bind the spirit of fear in Jesus' name. And let it never come back again. And I have never faced that again. Never once. Immediately, it was over. And I started sleeping well. I know it sounds trivial, but it's just that little things, those little things that bother you. Amen, amen. So I'm going to go to stories of faith. We're going to go to faith. And there's a reason why I used the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Because I want you to get into their minds. They have a fiery furnace. Roaring fiery furnace. And then over here, they just got some goofy golden idols. How easy it would be is to look over here and over here and be like, oh, we can fake it, you know, and just get by. Because I can imagine the heart pounding, just their legs shaking, their arms shaking, their voice might start cracking, but there was something inside of them like, you know what, I'm pushing that fear to the side, and over here, oh king, even if he chooses not to deliver us, we ain't going to worship your goofy gods, but oh king, if he does, I'm going to show we have no fear. We're going into this fiery furnace with faith, with faith, with faith, with faith. There's a few others, David and Goliath. Can you imagine the fear that David faced when he was coming against Goliath? Nothing but a young boy and all these men hiding behind rocks. His brothers, who are supposed to be really big guys, hiding behind rocks, hiding behind the mountains, terrified of this giant who defied the armies of the living God. And yet you have this little boy, I can't imagine, shaking in his boots again, getting a little bit scared. And when he stepped out to meet that giant, he's like, am I a dog? You send me a kid, and his voice might have even cracked. Like, I come against you in the name of Jesus. You come at me with a sword and spear, but I come at you in the name of Jesus. And sticking fear aside, he was used by God and took down Goliath. There's a few others you can think about. Gideon was... In my opinion, he was very, very known to fear. You see him when we first introduced to Gideon, he's hiding away, trying to thrash some wheat. And yet the Bible calls him Gideon. Oh, you're a mighty man of valor. He's like, what? I'm over here hiding. But how am I a mighty man of valor? And then the Bible takes Gideon and uses Gideon. And then he gets him an army. And he's like, hey, here's an army. He's like, this is a big army. And the first thing that God said was, get rid of all the scaredy cats. Get rid of those who are scared. Tell them if they're scared, go home. I've got no place for fear. That's not going to be around here. I'm thinking ahead. You take all those scaredy cats and give them a pitcher with a lamp in it and a trumpet and say, go beat an army. They'd probably be terrified. That's not something I want to face an army with. Joshua in the Battle of Jericho. Can you imagine? Joshua, what's your plan? What's your plan, Joshua? We're just going to walk around walls. That's my plan. We're just going to walk. But how are we going to take the city? Don't know. We're just going to walk. That's it. We're just going to walk. We're going to walk. Bartimaeus. I love the story of Bartimaeus. Every time I look more into it, and I know I've used him several times. But every time you look into it, it encourages me so much more. I feel like it builds my faith up. Because if I just think of all the peer pressure that was on Bartimaeus when he was told to shut his mouth. And he's like, hey, he has no interest in you. He could have easily backed up and never got his miracle again. But that's when he got all the louder. Pushed fear aside, put peer pressure aside. And he just started crying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. have mercy on me. And he received his sight that day. That same day. If he would have not have pushed fear aside, he would still have been, he would have died a blind man. Amen, amen, amen. First thing every time in services, we came up against a spirit. I know I told you I would do this, but we're coming to that point. That spirit likes to stick its head up. But it's that's when you know there's something in the midst. It's like I said, it's no coincidence. And that's why I told you, be aware. Be aware of the spirit when it starts to stick its head up. Because when I get to go, I want to ask you to step out in faith at the end of the service. I want to ask you to step up, and I have one question for you. And I presented this to the young people, and I asked them, I was like, can you really like think just off the top of your head, really quickly, just name me a time when somebody was used of God in a mighty way, or somebody was healed of God, or something happened, and they did not step out of their comfort zone? Because we get too tied to our pews. We get too tied to the little alcoves over here near the baptistry and over there near the door. We get too tied to maybe the front of the pews and doing a nice little clap and a nice little jump, but that's just the norm. But that's your comfort zone. Peter was not in his comfort zone when he walked on water. Peter stepped out of the boat, out of his comfort zone, in order for God to use him. All the disciples, you think about all the disciples had to leave their jobs, leave their families, leave everything they knew, getting out of their comfort zone to be used by God. They had to step out in faith. It's easy to look over here and see our sister getting a little touch and be like, yeah, she needs a healing. Yeah, this is great. She needs her healing. But when it comes to you, like, oh, this is where the fear starts to hold you back. It can't be for me. I know my problem's too big. My problem's too great. All she is she has a little cough. But I've got something down deep in my body. Oh, that's that spirit of fear. That's when you gotta start recognizing that spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Mark 9:23, Jesus said unto them, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more. In verse 27, we see, but Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. He spoke to the spirit of unbelief. He spoke to the spirit of fear. And right there, the miracle happened. Right there it happened. Oh, let's raise our hands and worship the Lord here tonight. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Oh God. Oh come on, let's keep worshiping God right here. Oh, in the name of Jesus. God, Jesus. Let's get in the mindset that God can do anything tonight. I'm not done yet, but we need to start letting the Spirit of God move into the service. Move right here. We need to respond. Oh, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I'm almost done. Y'all know I don't preach long, but let's get in the mind. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I'm telling you, the minute you get past all fear, the minute you get past all unbelief that God cannot do it for you, I'm telling you, your miracle is waiting for you right here. Right here tonight. You just got to get past it. Push through it in Jesus' name. Woo! Jesus. Oh, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let's stand to our feet right now. Hebrews chapter number 13 and verse number 8. The same God who did all of that, All of that for the stories that I used. The same exact God is still God today. Right here in this sanctuary. Right here in this altar. Right here with you and me. Same God. Hebrews chapter number 13 and verse number 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Go over to Malachi chapter number 3 and verse number 6. For I am the Lord. I change not. So if he can raise the dead years ago, why can't he do it today? The same God that changes not. That same God that delivered the three Hebrew children out of the fiery furnace is the exact same God that can deliver you from whatever you need today. That same God that healed blind Bartimaeus and restored his sight is the exact same God that can heal you of any problem right now. That same God that brought David to conquer Goliath can heal you tonight.
Jesus' name.
Oh, just get over the fear. I'm telling you, it can happen for you if you just believe. Don't be scared. That's the spirit of fear in your mind. Get past it. I'm telling you right now. God wants to do it tonight. I'm telling you, he wants to do it right now.